run. With the fire, the good news, the good news of the gospel I will speak. I'm gonna fight in the spirit. I'm soaring all the mountains of defeat. Because Jesus, you are the truth that sets me free. Because Jesus, you are the power in me.
I'm gonna shout, hallelujah, shout. Say praise the Lord. So say hallelujah. How many came to praise God? So we say praise the Lord. You can do better than that. Amen. Before me, Somebody say, thank God for that. How many of you want to be obedient to the Holy Ghost? How many of y'all enjoy church on Friday night? Somebody say, hallelujah. You know, it's a good thing to praise God. People don't understand certain things. But the best way to get blessed is to do exactly what God said. Somebody say hallelujah. And we got to be obedient to God more than anything. Amen. Look at somebody and say, the Bible says to praise God with all of your heart, soul, all of your mind. I tell you what, Sandra, why don't you open your Bible up, and I tell you what, here, let's help these people out just a little bit. I'm going to give you something here. Why don't y'all sit down just for a second? We're just being obedient to the Holy Ghost. Here you go, Sister Sandra. Why don't you just give these people right here. We want to cover this thing right here where it says where my thumb is. How many of y'all love Sister Sandra?
From Psalm 149, it says, let them praise his name with the dance. Mm-hmm. That was your cue.
Mm-hmm.
From Psalm 154, it says, praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Are y'all getting the hint here?
They're sitting
actually,
there like they don't know what's
time
going
to
on.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Actually, it's time to get up on your feet. And you have your opportunity to be like King David this morning. When the presence of God was there with the ark, he didn't sit down in his seat and wait for what the preacher was going to say. When the presence of God there was there, he started celebrating. I tell you, there's plenty of dead churches you can go and sit down in. But there's one here today, this morning, where the presence of God is. And I tell you what, it just kind of gets down in your feet a little bit. Amen?
Yes!
And when you think about his goodness and what he's done for you. Ha ha ha. Have you thought about his goodness? Have you thought about what he's done for you? Obviously, if you were thinking really about what he's done for you, you'd get a little shake in your ankles. They'd start shaking a little bit. And you'd start seeing that promise come to pass by faith. And all of a sudden, it kind of gets down in you, huh? And so, I know you white people, you think you don't have any rhythm. I just get over in the Holy Ghost. Come on now. The Holy Ghost rhythm is neither male nor female, black or white. Holy Ghost rhythm is just letting go and letting it happen. Amen? Woo!
When I think of So many times we get so focused on what the devil's doing, and we forget how good God is. Say, God's done good things already. The fact that he came from heaven and just shed his love on us and died that we might have life, filled us with the Holy Ghost, gave us a hope. When I think of his goodness and what it's done for me, when I think of his goodness, now he's setting me free. I want to dance, 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 dance all night, all night. Send me free. I want to wave, 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 wave all night, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I want to leap, 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 leap all night, all night. It's really easy to leap all night, all night. Well, leap for joy. Say, why is he doing that? Well, hold on, Jesse. So say, why is he doing that kind of song on Sunday morning? Don't he know that everybody want to get it and all that? But you know that God told us to. Is that all right? And we're going to just be obedient to the Holy Ghost, whether you like it or not. Is that all right? He said, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Somebody say, hallelujah. And some of you got some things strapped to you right now, some things you need to overcome, some things you need a victory on. You know you can dance your way to victory. You can praise your way to a breakthrough. You can dance yourself out of depression. You can dance your way out of debt. Don't you know that? Hallelujah! I dare you to dance when the devil's trying to tell you you don't need to praise God. I dare you to dance. Come on now. I think I gotta have church all by myself, Brother Jesse. I don't think they got it yet. Come on now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, devil, you're not gonna have the victory in my life. I just say, praise him, praise him. Can I leave it alone now? Huh? Can I leave it alone now? Can I just leave it alone? I know I did what God wanted me to do. Did you? I guess you, somebody needs to open that drum door where Jesse is. How many of you got something that you're being tested in right now? How many of you got something you're being tested in right now? Come on now. And the devil wants you to get upset about it or all worried about it. But you got to refuse. Say, I'm going to praise God for the victory. You know what? You don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout now because God said you're going to win. Yeah. When you refuse to be bound, the devil gets real nervous. Somebody say, yeah, I'm going to praise him. I think we better go somewhere. Somebody, you know, we just have to stop. They just think we're messing around with him. On Friday night, we got a prophetic word. And you know what? When we hear God, we just do what God says to do, no matter what people think. Is that all right? But God said to teach the people how to shout and how to dance for the victory. See, different people need to get breakthroughs in different areas. You know, you can laugh your way into victory. And there was a move of God on laughter. You know, people start just to laugh in the Holy Ghost and enjoy God. But you know, there's another treasure that we have in the body of Christ, another gift that God's given us. That's the Holy Ghost sanctifying. Somebody say, praise God. Dance. Now, you just take my word for it. Amen. We'll explain it later. We're going to be teaching on it on Friday nights to come. Somebody say, glory to God. Don't let the devil steal what God's given you. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We're just being obedient to the Holy Ghost. That's how we get blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see Sister Betty sitting back there. God's got you here, girl, because he wants to bless you. It's going to be all right. It's time for you to swing back at the devil, girl. You know, your praise is a weapon. See, God's not going to get you over, you know, when you're down and out. You know what I'm saying? You got to be up and overcoming. Somebody say, yeah. He wants us all to be Holy Ghost filled, not ashamed about it. Amen. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, have your way. Somebody say, even on Sunday morning. How many of you don't mind? You don't mind if we give God our Sunday mornings, do you? Now, just, we going to stop. I know we going to stop. Is that all right? But somebody might need to get a breakthrough. How many of you know how to dance? I'm going to count to three, and we're going to leave it alone. Is that all right? See, you know what? When you need something from God, the best thing you can do is get a word, you know? And obey that word, you know? And the minute that you obey God and a word, you know what? Something starts to happen, you know? The miracle starts to take place. Somebody say, hallelujah. You have to learn to catch a wave and get on that wave and ride it all over to victory. Somebody say, I'm going to catch a wave to victory. Tell somebody. How many are ready to get out? Amen. How many are you looking for a change? I think we need to give you all some room over there, huh? I'm going to leave it alone. Did everybody obey the Holy Ghost? Is that all right? Thank you. I'm going to count to three. Is that all right? Then I want you to have yourself a Holy Ghost fit. Is that all right? Somebody say hallelujah! I tell you what, Brother Richard, look like you feel like praising God this morning. Will you help him? I'm going to stop. No, I'm serious. If you just sense the Holy Ghost, shout if you sense the Holy Ghost for me. Yeah. If he's not finished, just let him have his way. Hallelujah. Over here, Crystal. We don't even need to make it pretty when you got direction from God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, we don't even have to make it smooth. You know, we can try to do it all we want to, but all we got to do is be obedient to God, and then people will start to get breakthroughs and blessings. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm going to get this over here. Y'all just be seated. We're just being obedient to the Holy Ghost. It's kind of dark in here. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Just give me something real sweet. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He's a good God, isn't he? Thank you, Father. I tell you what, where do we go from here? Somebody say, with God. Somebody say, with God. Say, well, you could sit here for an hour and get nothing, or you can sit in the presence of God, you know what, and get blessed, get a need met, go to the next level. How many of you need an encounter with God more than you need to sit here and look at me? Amen. Put your hand on somebody beside you and say, God's about to give you a breakthrough. Put your hand on them and just tell them, God's about to give you a breakthrough. And girl, boy, or whoever you are, I'm going to let you know right now. Somebody say, I'm not going to give up. I didn't tell you to let go of them yet. Get over there, my brother or my sister. Get over there. Go on over there with him, sister. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Give my brother over here. Amen. Say, God's about to give you a breakthrough. Look at him in the face. And say, I'm not going to give up until you get it. Look at somebody and say, you're about to come out of this. You're about to get over. This is your day for victory. This is your day for supernatural breakthrough. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Say, I command in the name of Jesus, everything to be all right. Situation, turn around. Finances, come. Doors, be open. Relationships, be put back together again. Miracles start to happen. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever's wrong, God, make it right by the power of the Holy Ghost. That demonic onslaught right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. Thou foul wind from hell, go back in the name of Jesus. Blessings from heaven flow. Rain from heaven flow in the name of Jesus. We declare right now in the name of Jesus, victory. Hallelujah. God is on your side. God is on your side, and you're going to win. You're already overcome. You're already victorious. Say, I refuse to be bound. Say it one more time. I refuse to be bound. And better than that, I refuse to have you bound. Oh, hallelujah. Something about to break in here. Whatever chain, whatever bondage, whatever thing has come upon you, I break it right now in the name of Jesus. Be loose. Be made free. Be delivered. Joy. Be restored in the name of Jesus. Get over it. Get over it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I'd do what Brother Rex is doing. I'd just laugh about it a little bit if I were you. Some of you need your strength. Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Take it right now. We got to go. You just receive it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the joy of God be our strength. Full of the Holy Ghost. Overcome in Jesus' name. The devil's not going to be able to stop you. No weapon formed against you going to stop you. God says he's going to prosper. He's going to bless you. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you to your expected end. The full and drunken God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Y'all just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Why don't you just stand up right where you are and just lift up holy hands and start to bless heaven. Hallelujah. Just start to bless heaven. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God wants to have revivals. Don't you know that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if you're tired of being pushed around by the devil, amen, pushed around by the devil, amen, be led by the Spirit of God. Go on and sit down, amen. You're tired of being pushed around by the devil, be led by the Spirit of God. So many of us, we allow negative emotions, negative feelings, amen, just to take us captive and hold us in that spirit, you know, for weeks, days, months, and for hours. You know, we can be arrested if we're not too careful, you know, with the negative and with the foul, you know, spirit, amen. But you can strengthen yourself in the Spirit of God. That when you sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost, how many of you ever felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost? You sensed it. And a lot of people say, oh, you don't have to feel it. Oh, yes, you will. Don't be stupid. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God pour out his Spirit on all what? Flesh. Somebody say the anointing. Jesus is the anointed one. Amen. Spirit of the Antichrist going to tell you, hey, you don't have to experience God. It's all spiritual. It don't have anything to do with the natural whatsoever. I tell you what, you get enough of that spiritual realm, it'll start to switch over to the natural. So I'm going to say glory to God.
Glory to God.
God wants to pour his Spirit out on all flesh. And he wants to manifest himself. Our God is not dead. He is yet alive. Amen. It's not some religion that you got in the back of your head. Every once in a while, he'll show up if you let him.
Amen.
If you believe him, if you trust it, and you've been biblically taught. Amen. And you know, I've been in this thing. I'm not anything unique. I've been in this thing for a while. But whenever I wanted to get into the presence of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he's always been there for me. And he's no respecter of person. And chances are he'll be there for you too. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't believe that lie. Don't believe that lie. You know, people say, you should be able to experience the presence of God's glory. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what? And if you can't, you just get into the place of praise long enough. Amen.
Amen.
You get into the place of praise long enough. Get into the place of prayer long enough. Amen. To where he totally saturates your spirit. Amen. It was God's will that he sanctify us wholly. Amen. Spirit, soul, and also, somebody say hallelujah, body. This is no new thing. There's some saints out there a long time, amen, they'd learn to praise God. People think that the flow of God, the grace of God, is something that jumped out in the 80s. It's been out there for a long time, amen. You can have it if you want it, amen. What do we do here? I guess we would usually take an offering, but maybe we should just go on and do the teaching and take it afterwards. Is that all right? Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just sense that by my spirit. Amen. You just got to go with the lead on it. We'll teach it. Amen. But whenever the Holy Ghost wants to do something, do it. Amen. And you can tell God by the Spirit and the fruit that goes with it. Amen. Just let God move. Amen. That's your breakthrough. He gets first place in every service. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. We've been trying to push him out of things, and churches trying to push him in the back, behind stage someplace. Amen. I want God center stage. That's what you need.
Amen.
I don't need no big pep talk. That's not going to get me anywhere. Amen. I don't need a book. You don't need to quote me a book. I need the presence of the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. When man was sick in sin and in trouble, Jesus didn't throw a book from heaven. He came down himself. Amen.
Amen.
And when you're in trouble, amen, he's just not going to shout down instruction. He'll show up himself if you let him.
Amen.
Jesus said, Jesus working with them. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's always, God will always confirm his word with signs and wonders. And if he's not confirming it, it must not be his word. Amen. Many times he's not confirming because we don't give him time to confirm it. We don't stand in faith long enough. Say, hey, I did my job. Now it's time for God to do his job. Amen?
Amen.
Touch somebody. Amen?
Amen?
Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Amen? In the form of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that was God in the flesh. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it's deeper than just that, people. He's still alive today inside of us. Amen. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I say, restore it all. We're going to have it all. Get used to it. Amen. We're not going to polish up nothing. Amen. I tell you what, you can't polish up the glory of God. It doesn't shine brighter than the glory of God. Amen. We got instruction from heaven. We heard. We're going to go for it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 19, verse 10. God wants you to be able to get over. And he wants you to be able to live victoriously. And the Christian life is a supernatural life. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't leave me out here by myself this morning. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before God fixes to come, he tells the people to get ready. Amen. Some say, before he shows up, get ready. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before Jesus showed up, John the Baptist went out preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Somebody say, get ready.
Get ready.
How many of you want God to show up in your situation? Yes. Amen. How many of you want God to show up? Amen. You want him to show up in that thing that you're believing him to do. You want him to show up in prayer life. See, we pray till God shows up. Amen. We worship until God shows up. I tell you what, we work until he shows up in the end. Somebody say hallelujah. The king is coming. And there's one message we need to preach to everybody, whether they want to hear it or not, whether it's popular. Somebody say, we got to stick with the word, not with popular persuasion. Thank God. Hallelujah. Everybody just so quick to jump in some crowd. I'm not quick to jump in a crowd. Amen. I want to stick to Jesus. Amen. I want to stick to God. Amen. And I believe the Holy Ghost is saying these things to us right now. And he's saying to us, he said, listen, get ready. Look at somebody and tell them to get ready.
Get ready.
The king is coming. And whenever they had to get ready back there, we have to get ready the same way. In the Old Testament, before he would show up, they had to get ready. Even in the New Testament, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before the king came, they had to get ready. He's ready to come again. And it's time for the church, somebody say the real church. To get ready.
Get ready.
Everybody say sanctify.
Sanctify.
Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. You don't want this message, don't take it. Amen. But we're believing God to do a greater work. How many wants to see a greater work? There's a revival about to take place. Sandra talked to us about several months back, and she said the latter rain, the former and the latter rain together. That revival of the former and the latter rain together. God prophesied it again to us last night. Some say the former and the latter rain together. We can expect signs and wonders to start to happen again. I'm getting ready for it. Somebody say hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, get ready for a move of God.
Oh,
hallelujah. He's going to come back and move in his kind of church. He's going to move in his kind of church. He knows what he likes. He knows where he likes to play. Somebody say hallelujah. He knows what he likes to play. He said, listen, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen.
And then we can sing songs, don't mean it's praise. Amen.
Amen.
We can buy as many integrity books as we can, integrity worship books as we can, but that don't make it praise. Amen. You can have 165 banners flattened in the background. Amen. That don't make it praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can play it on KSBJ. That don't make it praise. Some say
he inhabits
the praises
of
his people.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means when his people praise him the way that he teaches us to praise him according to the word, he'll show up. Now, we know that God is everywhere, right? He is omnipresent. Someone said, well, God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. Yeah, he's omnipresent. But what this means is he will manifest himself in Holy Ghost sanctified praise.
Yes, Lord.
He'll show up.
Oh, yes.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word of God confirms it. And I've seen it as a 10-year-old boy. Thank God. I thank God. You know, I thank God for things I can remember. I went to a church. They praised God so hard. Why did they praise God? Why did God put me there as a 10-year-old little boy? Couldn't even drive, but was traveling like 45 miles every Sunday. Amen. To go to church because God, there was something that God wanted me to experience. There was something that God wanted me to see. I sat on the front row. They didn't have children's church. Thank God for children's church, though. Amen. But I sat there on the front, I sat about the second row back on the side, and I'd watch the saints praise God. And I, as a 10-year-old little boy, I'd see them praise God so hard till a cloud would form in the place. Amen?
Yeah.
I've seen the Shekinah glory of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how I started. I'm not trying to get nowhere, amen. That's how I started out in this thing. I saw people praise God so much. The Holy Ghost would fall, then all of a sudden, someone said, anybody could move around and dance. But I've seen the Holy Ghost dance. I know it's supernatural. I know it's supernatural. I saw the whole, I mean, you could hear a pin drop, then all of a second, 65 people just jump up out of nowhere, instantaneously just start dancing under the power of the Holy Ghost, and you could see it just moving like a wave throughout the whole building. Somebody say hallelujah. Then God, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then God would show up.
Thank God.
I mean, they'd praise God so hard that sinners would, I mean, they'd get on the radio and see, we want to poach people. They'd get on the radio and they'd just start to praise God. The Holy Ghost would come in that place. They'd praise God so hard, people would start to come to church just hearing it and to repent. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I saw them praise God so hard that people would crawl down to the sinners, would crawl down the center aisle to get saved. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what? You didn't play with it either. Amen?
Amen.
I remember I got tired of being around them crazy people. You remember my testimony? You know, and I wanted to do things my own way. And one of those services was coming. I could sense, you know, I've learned to discern the move of God. Sandra looked at me the night this week and I just started to laugh because I knew the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I could discern that God was fixed to move. And one time I was not completely right, you know, and I didn't want to be convicted, and I didn't want God to work me over, amen. So I thought, I'm going to get out of here before the glory comes, amen. And so the move of God was coming, and I tried to run out of the room, amen. Nobody would catch me, and those churches had to put your hand up. I got my hand up real quick and tried to roll. By the time I got to the third row, I was knocked on the floor and had to crawl to the front, amen. What is he talking about? Amen. You know why we talk these things? Because as we talk these things, it forms a picture in your mind, picture in your spirit. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Amen. You'll be grabbing a hold of it and experiencing it in no time at all. Amen.
Yeah.
And Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people, somebody say Joshua.
Joshua
was the one that got us over to the other side. Hallelujah. Got him into the promised land. How many are you ready to go into the promised land?
Amen.
That Joshua anointing is ready to manifest again. Amen.
Oh, yes.
And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
Amen.
Poke somebody real hard in the ribs. Amen. And tell them, amen. Sanctify yourself. Tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. There is something about the sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost. And there are some things we've missed out on. You know, charisma and Pentecost got popular throughout the world. And when it became popular, we created things, compromises all over the place. Say, hey, that's not necessary anymore. But we got to know from where we've come. Amen. I can give you books. I have a book. I think somebody stole it from me. God correct him and calls him to bring it back. I hope it's not Sister Dearman. No, I'm joking. Amen. And I have a book of nothing but sermons from Azusa Street. Word for word sermons from Azusa Street. You could read them and find out the kick that they were on. And you know what kick they were on? Somebody say holiness and sanctification. Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Joel chapter 2, verse 15. Some say Pentecost. You know that Joel prophesied Pentecost? The prophet Joel prophesied it? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Somebody say, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. God wants to get us ready for a move. What is sanctification? When we start to talk about sanctification, we need to be sanctified. Well, were we saved? Yes. Were we washed whiter than snow? Absolutely. Is there anything else after that? No, but how do you stay? How do you stay whiter than snow? How do you stay pure? How do you stay fresh? How do you keep yourself in that first love that God gave you? Somebody said, you'll fall. You know what people think? Well, is it possible to fall away? That's a lie from the pit of hell. I started running this race a long time ago, and I don't have enough fingers. We don't have enough fingers and toes in this building to find people that fell away. Well, they never really started. I don't believe that to be so at all. I knew some people that were on fire for God, running for God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all of their mind. I mean, they had the Holy Ghost. Once saved, always saved. And it brings to, you know, that's why I don't get blown away. We think that everybody's going to start running this race, going to finish this race. We're out of our mind. When somebody stops running the Nation's Church, they expect me to get surprised? No, I got saved in 1975. Amen. Every once in a while, we should sing certain songs. You know, there's certain songs you need. You know, we got certain things people don't want to hear, but you better hear it and know the truth so you don't get surprised. Amen. This thing is all about endurance. Heard a man of God say something that was really awesome just this past week. You know, we got to be faithful to the end. You got to make up your mind. When you start walking for Jesus, you're going to walk till he comes. You know, you don't grow weary. You don't grow tired. You're going to hold out strong until the end. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sanctification is a safety place. Amen. Are we sanctified to be saved? No. Are we sanctified to stay saved? Yes. Why? Because when you do something wrong, God's going to hit you over the back of your head with a lead pipe and say, oh, you go right back to hell where you came from. No. That's not what it's all about. Somebody say hallelujah. We need to teach this message to the body of Christ because, you know, people are falling away all around about us. We see too many people start and not finish. Too many people give up, and it's become acceptable. You know, I can back out. I can just forget God for 8 months, 6 months. You know, I'm in the Holy Ghost this week, out of the Holy Ghost next week, and everything's okay. That's not the way that God designed this thing to be. Somebody say hallelujah. I want you to go here real quick. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. As I find where I want you to go. Go to Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse 12. This thing, see, if you don't believe these are the last and evil days, you're out of your mind. You think because everybody got a fish on the back of their bumper stickers, you're in the kingdom of heaven, you are out of your mind. You know? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. Somebody say, sanctified by the blood. Say it one more time. I'm sanctified by the blood. Say it one more time. I'm sanctified by the blood. He suffered without the gate. Notice that when the death angel was sent out in Egypt, you know, when God was ready to set the people free, and he sent out that death angel, the firstborn would just die. Anybody that wasn't under the blood, they told him, hey, listen, I want you to put the blood over your house. Somebody say, the blood over your house. See, many people don't have the blood over their house. You don't think we just get saved, you know, and Jesus, and we just confess it? You know what the blood is? The blood is our sanctification, people. See, the blood is just not what you quote out of your mouth. The blood is the way you live. See, if you don't apply that blood, the blood washes us whiter than snow. He purges us so that we, you know, he purged us from sin, that you can say no to the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. Before Jesus came, we didn't have any ability to say no to the devil. We were prone to sin, prone to every evil way. Whatever came, you had to say, well, I just couldn't help myself. When you're saved, there's no such thing anymore as I can't help myself, because Jesus came that you might have some help. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That blood, somebody say the blood, sets us free. And the only way that you're going to be able to walk in sanctification and in holiness and in purity is acknowledging the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody say separate.
Separate.
The blood separates us. It's a covenant. When they cut a covenant, they cut it with a blood covenant, and it separated. Somebody say it parted some stuff. See, there are some certain people that they haven't allowed their salvation, the blood of Jesus, to separate them from anything. He died that we might be separated from hell. He died that we might be separated from sin. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to realize that we've been saved from something. Amen to something. Somebody say, put the blood over your door. See, people wonder why their salvation is not working for them. Salvation is that we might be whole. Amen. That we might have the peace of God, the prosperity of God. That we might have healing in our body. Amen. That we might have deliverance from sin. Amen. That we might have deliverance from demonic forces.
Amen.
We see so many saints today, you know, one week they're full of the devil, the next week they're full of God. You know, instead of coming in and singing about what Jesus did all week long, all you hear about what the devil made me do. Oh, the devil beat me up all night long last night. It was a rough night. You know, that's all we hear. They come in with a test, you know, instead of coming in with a testimony, we come magnifying how big the devil is. Well, yeah, it'll be that way if you're living outside of the blood. Yeah, you'll be sick. Yeah, you'll be depressed. Yeah, you'll want to give up. Yeah, no, you won't have any kind of victory when you refuse to live under the blood of sanctification. Somebody say separated.
Separated.
He said, listen, his blood sanctifies us. It separates us. Somebody say death.
Death.
Call us to be dead to the things of the world. You're dead to that stuff. You're separated from sin. Don't be entangled and caught up again to the yoke of slavery and bondage. He wants you to be whole. Amen. Now, right here in John chapter 17, verse 17, we're going to get the victory. These things we speak here, amen, you're going to find your Christian life, amen. That anointing on your life is going to increase. Things that used to, you know, holes that, you know, stumbling block will be there, and you just go bust your face wide open. Amen. You're not going to be able to do it anymore because you're going to strengthen yourself in God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you need to acknowledge the things that you've been saved from. Sanctify them through thy truth. Somebody say the truth. Thy word is truth. See, there are certain things we're saying. You see, many people say, well, you just got to let the Spirit lead you. No, you better let the Spirit lead you by the word.
Certain people always want to make excuses. We want to compromise what Bible scriptures we want to believe, what scriptures we don't want to believe, how we want to walk. Amen. Which friends we want to keep. Nobody want to hear about this anymore. Amen. We're supposed to be a witness to the world, not a partner with it. Somebody say hallelujah. They don't, I mean, you don't have any fellowship with those deeds of darkness and workers of darkness. You don't have any business with it whatsoever other than tell them Jesus loves you and let your light shine. That is the truth. And people wonder why they don't have a victorious life. Amen. They expect to come out here and sing and shout with Jesus all Sunday morning. Amen. Hang with the devil Friday night, Saturday night, and wonder why they don't have any victory in their life. He said, come out from among them. Somebody say hallelujah. There's some things you need to cut off. Somebody say hallelujah. Many times the things you don't cut off is what pulls you back. When we really get saved, there was a girl got saved in Shreveport. I loved it. She must have really got saved because she went to her friends and told them she got saved. They knew it was revival in Shreveport. Amen. All of her friends that weren't saved started crying. Why did they start crying? Because they knew it was over. Amen. You know? Today, you say you're saved, it don't mean nothing at all. It just means they got to enjoy KSBJ. They got to endure that when they ride in your car sometime. Amen? On a good day. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're saved. You're not the same thing. This world is not your home. There should be a difference about you, a difference about me. Amen? That's in the flesh. In the way that we live, the way that we conduct ourselves. We're not going to get off on all these rules and regulations. You just follow the Holy Ghost, and that's what you have to do. Amen? Amen? But many times the Holy Ghost tells you, come out of that mess. Leave that alone. Don't touch that thing. You won't have the victory. If people don't want to walk with God, don't walk with them. Amen? Amen? People don't want to walk with Jesus. Don't walk with them. And if I'm going to talk, I know people out there. See, I got people out there in the world. I love these people, and I tell them about Jesus. I'm a witness to them in different things. But you know what? They ain't my chum chums. We don't have nothing in common. Amen? Amen. And I don't need to go to hell to pull somebody to heaven. Jesus already did it. Amen? Amen. We just need to cross over. No, he already crossed over. Amen? We just need to shine. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So if you're not willing to take the word of God as truth in your life above everything, well, everybody else is doing it. You're going to be crazy. Church, Sunday morning church, Sunday night church, Wednesday night church, Friday night church. How much word do you need? How much word do you need? Sanctify you enough to tell amen. You separate yourself from stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. You'll mess around and get yourself brainwashed, we hope. Renew your mind. Somebody say hallelujah. That's what it's all about. Until you're willing to renew your mind, amen, you're going to be in some rough shape. Yeah, where people say, well, you just off to get people to go crazy, go nuts. No, we're out to brainwash you with the word of God. Amen. Get you turned on to Jesus. Let you realize where you're going. Let you start walking in it. We said it straight out. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. What about my friends? Bye. You get some new brothers and sisters in Christ. Get your friends saved. Tell them about Jesus. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify, somebody say sanctify it, and cleanse it with the washing of the water, with washing of water by the word. See, when you hear a word, it should cut some stuff off from you. You come to church, say amen. Well, that's separated me from something. Amen. Word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to divide. Amen. To separate. Somebody say hallelujah. Every time you come into church, every time you get into a wave of God, you should come out different. Amen. You should come a little bit farther from the world, a little bit closer to heaven. Amen. I mean, every service you go into, you should break off a little bit more from the world. Somebody say, yeah, you're really losing it now. That's what we hope. I got here to Texas. I got Nations Church boy. And the next, every step I took with God, it found me taking a step from my old life. Amen. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives on the inside of me. God's got a bigger future for you. Amen. You're not able to walk into God's future until you're able to leave your past. Amen? And I tell you what, He can sanctify you from that past. Amen? Separate you from it. Amen? If you let Him. Had a friend of mine, you know, got saved, and then he had another friend that used to be real wild, you know, and that friend was so wild, and my friend Bill would always tell me everything they did when they were unsaved. And he and his friend, this other friend that he had, oh, man, we were wild. I remember this one did this one. I remember that. He did this. He did that. He did this. And then I finally got to meet this friend that's finally got saved that did so much stuff before he got saved. And then Bill went up to the friend and said, don't you remember this? Don't you remember that? Don't you remember all this other stuff? And that friend looked at him and said, no, I don't remember any of it. I got saved. I'm going to say hallelujah. You're not going to be able to stay saved until you stay sanctified. Amen. Till you separate yourself. Till you let sister lead you, you know, sister leading you go. Amen. You're not going to run for the prize when you're running with dogs. Amen. Birds of a feather flock together. Amen. You got to find out what you want from God and go for it with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. And God wants to cleanse you with the washing of the Word, the water of the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. We're going to get through this so we can get to the next level because it's going to help somebody. Yeah, I'm going to teach it. When we find people that live in just like the world, And somehow they feel that it's okay and feel that they're safe. We have been saved, we are being saved, and we shall be saved. Saved just means safe. Hallelujah. You can tell a lot of people aren't safe by what they hang with, what they surround themselves around. Amen. The church is important. Holy Ghost was speaking to me. One of the benefits of having small church, you can know people and people can get in your business. Amen. Fellowship. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22 through 24. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to preserve yourself in the blood of Jesus. You got to preserve yourself. See, there are a lot of people that shrivel up because they haven't preserved themselves. Your environment is what preserves you. You can preserve yourself in prayer. You can preserve yourself in positive relationship. You know, you can preserve yourself in the Word of God. Or you just put yourself out there in the world, amen, let everything dry up and shrivel up, amen, and corrode. Somebody say, thank God in this place. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. I know God wants you to have this, because I was going to teach you on something else today, prayer, amen. God got rid of that one. I mean, we couldn't even find it in the temporary files, amen. I mean, that thing was gone. Amen. Because I knew I was supposed to teach on sanctification. Didn't want to deal with it. Amen. Didn't want to be. Amen. Didn't want to make some of y'all mad. Amen. Like I care. Amen. But sanctify the Lord God. Somebody say, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. How do we sanctify the Lord God in our hearts? Isn't He already sanctified? Isn't that a strange scripture? But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. See, there are a lot of people that have not sanctified the Lord God in their hearts. That's why they go around doing stupid stuff and blaming it on God. My spirit's leading me to do this. That seems all right to me. One guy told me, supposed to be a prophet, didn't tell me, told somebody else, but I know it's true. Amen. He and his wife had some problems, so they split up for a while. And then all of a sudden, you know, he was prophesying to everybody. And then all of a sudden, he was praying about his circumstance or situation, blamed this on God. He said, well, the Lord told me if I run into problems and if I have to go out and find somebody temporarily to help me with my problems, you know what I'm talking about, amen? You know, children in here. God said, it's okay. He understands. The Lord will understand. There are a lot of people that do stupid stuff that's not in the Word. Just as wrong. If God tells you to do something, it's going to be in line with the Word of God. Amen. Or it's a lie from the pit of hell. Don't blame it on Jesus. And people do that all the time. God understands. He understands you're wrong. And He understands you can be wrong just as long as you want to be wrong. Amen. We need to learn to sanctify God in our hearts. Because we've developed, you know, inside our heart, you know, we think that everything that goes on, well, our heart's made in the image of Jesus and all, and you know, just like God, you know, we get these old spirits that say, oh, it just came out of my spirit. I just led that way. The Holy Ghost made me call that one up and just wear them out. Holy Ghost told me to stay out of church. Holy Ghost told me to go off by myself and just sit there. Just take a time for yourself. That ain't in line with the Word of God. Nowhere. Draw yourself away. Just pull yourself apart for a while. And come over here by yourself. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Amen. God's not going to contradict Himself. So I say, learn sanctification in your heart. Sanctify the Lord in your heart. Learn to listen to God. Amen. And stop thinking that every little thing you think up in your head is God. Or that God is in every little wise little scheme and plan. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We got to learn to put sovereignty and sanctity back in our relationship with God and start walking holy again. Amen. Learn to appreciate the God thing. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Why am I teaching on sanctification? Because we're ready to go over to greater works. We're ready to go over to greater works. This is just an intro. This is just an intro. We're ready to go over to greater works. Somebody say, sanctify yourselves, for the Lord will work wonders among you tomorrow. That's what He told you. He said, listen, sanctify yourself for tomorrow. The Lord will work wonders among you tomorrow. The devil will work a wonder on anybody. Amen. But God works wonders in sanctified people. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm sensing the presence of the Holy Ghost right now. Just starting to warm up just a little bit. Amen. Will you stay in that flow? Amen. Get this in your heart, people. Study it on your own. It says, give not that which is holy unto dogs. Neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample it under their feet and turn again and rend you. Where's a dog? What did they call dogs back in those times, people? People that had no covenant. Amen. People that had no covenant. Amen. God's people were separated, supposedly separated unto Him. There's some holy, consecrated things that God wants to give you. Amen. There's some things that God wants you to accomplish. He's called His people to accomplish these things. The wave of the Spirit, the move of God. Heaven. Those things are meant to be for His people. Amen. Holy. Everything that God has is holy. Everything that God has is holy. When he had his temple, all the utensils were holy and set apart and consecrated. Amen. And you're supposed to be his temple and not holy. And just like everything else. So I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. God wants to give us greater gifts, greater things he wants to do among us. The Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. I like that right there. Everybody say the Holy. Set apart, consecrated Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit. Amen. That sanctifying Spirit. Amen. When we follow that Holy Spirit. Amen. That consecrated Spirit. When we let the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God lead us and guide us and direct us and tell us which way to go. You know what will happen? Holiness. It's not about rules and regulations in the law. It's following the Holy Ghost. That's what it's all about. That's how you fulfill the law. You just listen to the Holy Ghost and fulfill the things that the Spirit's telling you to do. Amen. Everybody say Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost told me another thing. He took me back to that scripture I like so much in Jude. Building yourselves up in the most holy faith. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, it should build us up in our holy, consecrated, set apart faith. Faith just doesn't give you a car. Faith just doesn't give you a house. Even though it has the ability to do that, amen? Doesn't just put diamonds on your fingers and shoes on your feet. Amen. Faith takes us closer to God. Amen. We can build ourselves up in holiness, praying in the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. Every time we get closer to God, we become more like him. Amen. Amen. Every step closer. Amen. We're not all, you know, we're not all that, you know, thank God we're not what we used to be, but we're not all that we could be. We're not beating ourselves up for messing up and all this other stuff, but we're telling, hey, people, it could be better. There is something about the sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost. Don't let people lie to you. Somebody say, thank God. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. I'm going to give it to you all. Amen. Oh, Father. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Teaching them to observe all and whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. And then jump on over here. To Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How do you get transformed? How do you get transformed? God wants us to transform ourselves into something else. But God, that transformation will not take place. Somebody say hallelujah. And notice he's writing this to believers here. He's writing this to believers. And people think, well, I got saved. I just got transformed right then and there. Yeah, your spirit was transformed. Your spirit was made anew. But your mind can be totally screwed up. It's not God's will that believers have screwed up heads. You have the responsibility, amen, to renew your own mind with the Word of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. That you would be able to walk in sanctity and in sanctification. Until your mind is renewed with the washing of the water of the Word, I'm talking about God's Word. Amen. You're not going to be able, it says, that you might be able, amen, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. How many of you want to do God's will with your life? I'm going to leave it alone. How many of you want to do God's will? You got to have that Word start to wash you. Word of God, wash it, renew that mind that you can find the will of God in anything, amen, and in everywhere. God wants us holy as he is holy. Why don't you stand? I'm going to leave it alone for a bit. Are y'all getting on where I'm going with this? God's got to be able to lead his people. God's got to be able to lead his people. And just being in the crowd is not salvation. Amen. He didn't just send an army, you know, a bunch of armies with some flags. Say, follow those people and you'll be saved. He didn't say that. You got to learn to follow the Holy Ghost, the Spirit for yourself. Amen. God wants to do that within you. Look at somebody and say, I'm saved. And God is real and he wants to use you. There are a lot of things you're set free from and delivered from. You need to walk in it. Amen. Some say,
this week,
I'm going to cut some stuff off. Now I want you to turn around and look at that brother or sister right now that's been causing you to sin. Amen. I want you to do it right now. Look them right. No, I'm joking. No, that's okay. Sit back down. Amen. No. Go all the way with God. And don't be afraid of the sanctifying power of God. Stay seated. We're about to let you go. Amen. I mean, stay standing. Amen. Yeah, they're good people. Amen. Leave it alone. Amen. Don't be afraid to go all. God can fit your whole life in his plan. Don't be afraid to go for God with everything you've got. Amen. You'll be blessed. Let's pray for you. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for people that have made up in their mind, Father God, to follow you. Lord, sanctify us with your word. With your word, God. Set us apart and separate us, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help your people to love and to walk together in unity, Father God, into victorious things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sister Sandra, you want to receive today's offering? I done talked. Amen. Y'all sit down. Don't miss tonight because we're talking about sanctification. Amen. Hallelujah. I know where you live, most of you. Amen.
Speaking of sanctified, did you know that the tithe is the Lord's and it's what? Holy. Set apart. And that part of our sanctification is setting that part that God has given us, that 10%, as holy. It's not set apart for your mortgage payment, the light bill. It's set apart for him. Amen. And so let's take that time as we've dedicated ourselves, if we've heard that word today that's just cut away a little bit more, circumcised our heart a little bit more today. Let's go ahead and cut that part away. From our paycheck and our increase, the first 10%, let's set that apart today and make that holy. And let's make this a holy offering. And I just want us to see it that way. You know, it's not just, I got to give the church my 10%. That's part of your whole lifestyle. It's taking that 10% and it's separated from the rest of the 90. And when God sees that he can trust you with that 90, that you step out in faith and obey his word, and you give that tithe to him and say, Lord, this is the holy part of my increase. And I set this apart for you. And the anointing's going to come on that 90%. And it's going to spend farther than if you had that 100% in the first place. Amen. I mean, God can cause favor to come to you. God can cause things to abound in abundance towards you. Amen. But right now, we're going to give that tithe and the offering to the Lord. Where are the envelopes? Envelopes are right here if you need an envelope. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that word this morning, Lord. Thank you that it rises up in our hearts in faith, Father. And even as we give this money this morning, I thank you faith rises up in us. And it shows us that we have set that part aside holy, Father, that it's not even ours. It's been sanctified and cut apart and separated. And we separate it unto you, Father. And we bring these offerings today, Father. We bring our tithes to you today, Father, as holy, Father. Holiness, Father. We're not giving them to a church. We're not giving them to a man. Lord, we're bringing these back to you. We're lifting up our offerings and our tithes to you, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you cause that 90% and everything that's left over to stretch further than that 100% ever could, Father. That you honor us, Father, as we honor you, Father God. You honor us with favor with people, favor with creditors, favor with people that we owe money to, favor with people that could give us jobs and give us increases, Father. Favor with sales, favor in our businesses, favor with our bosses, Father God. Lord, we thank you that we're surrounded with favor, and that favor causes a shield to come around us from the negative effects and the curses and the downfalls of the economy, Father. I thank you we're surrounded with favor like a shield, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may bring your tithes and offerings.